Welcome to the Cherokee Tribune Ledger podcast. Today's Saturday, February 27th. Chelsea Clinton is 41 years old today. I'm Dan Radcliffe, and here are your top stories brought to you by Credit Union of Georgia. Police need the public's help in finding the tractor trailer in an injury crash on I-75. Former Etowah High School and KSU standout Bronson Recksteiner has signed a WWE contract. Woodstock Parks and Rec is now offering disc golf classes. The county has approved its final 2020 budget amendments. And the Marvel Universe has set up shop for filming in downtown Canton. Plus, we'll talk with Lindley Terrace, one of the local women using a Facebook group to help seniors get their COVID vaccines.
It started, each of us that are helping lead the group were booking appointments for our parents, for the seniors in our lives. And booking for our parents' friends, and each of us realized there was a real need for assistance for seniors to book these appointments.
You deserve better than your bank. Better service, better rates, better solutions. Now is the perfect time to make the switch to the Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank. Since 1960, Credit Union of Georgia has been providing Northwest Georgia with financial solutions that make sense for your home, business, and family. As a homegrown, not-for-profit cooperative, our members are our mission. Not only will you get the best loan rates, you'll get personalized customer service from people who understand your needs. Plus, Credit Union of Georgia provides real convenience with a network of more than 30,000 accessible ATMs and branch locations across the country. Ready to see how much better your banking can be with Credit Union of Georgia? Become a member today or apply for a loan online by visiting www.cuofga.org. Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank. Authorities are seeking the public's help in finding a vehicle involved in a hit-and-run crash early Thursday morning that left two people seriously injured. At roughly 5:15 a.m. on Thursday morning, a serious injury hit-and-run crash occurred on I-75 southbound near Woodstock Road. The collision involved a gold 2000 Honda Accord and an unidentified tractor trailer. The Honda lost control and left the road, striking a tree. The 18-wheeler continued southbound on I-75. Driver and passenger of the Honda were transported to Wellstar Kennestone Hospital, where they were treated for serious injuries. The Cherokee County Traffic Enforcement Unit is asking anyone with information about the hit-and-run crash to share that information. After trying his hand at an NFL career, Bronson Recksteiner is taking up the family business. The Etowah High School graduate and former KSU football standout signed a developmental deal with World Wrestling Entertainment and will look to follow in the footsteps of his father, Robert Recksteiner, and Uncle Scott Recksteiner, the famed Steiner Brothers tag team. Bronson, who's 23, has reported to the WWE Performance Center in Orlando, a facility that serves as a training ground for up-and-coming wrestlers and a place for more proven wrestlers to hone their crafts. As training begins in WWE, Recksteiner will look to gradually ascend the ranks before ultimately reaching the main roster and appearing on either of the company's main shows, Raw or SmackDown. Woodstock Parks and Recreation is set to offer a new program for residents interested in learning more about how to play disc golf. The first class of Discovering Disc Golf will be held on March 20th at Dupree Park's Prodigy Par 2 Disc Golf Course and will be conducted by Michael Singletary, a volunteer with the Parks and Rec Agency and a member of the Professional Disc Golf Association. The course will run over three sessions, one session per month, with each session focusing on a different facet of the game. It's open to anyone at least 8 years old, and there's no cost to attend the class. The Cherokee County Board of Commissioners approved the final post-audit budget amendments for fiscal year 2020. According to information from the county, some of the items involved in this final budget amendment included costs for the Cherokee Sheriff's Office being almost $350,000 over budget. County health insurance was over budget by more than $263,000, along with the Insurance and Benefits Fund being over by approximately $3.86 million due to increased health care costs. The Fire Fund, the E-911 Fund, and the Jail Fund were all over budget as well. The amendment also closed out the CARES Act Fund, moving its budget back to the General Fund and the Fire Fund based on instructions given to the county by its auditors. Breaking down the $8.29 million being put into the reserve funds, roughly $5.5 million will be placed in the general fund reserve, with the remainder to be given to the fire fund reserves.
Carriage Kia in Gainesville and Woodstock has up to $6,000 in rebates right now during the summer sticker event. New 2019 Optima, Sorento, Sportage, Stinger, and Forte. 66 months, 0% for qualified buyers only at Carriage Kia, Gainesville, and Woodstock.
Engineer Solutions of Georgia.
Hey, Atlanta, this is Jay and Lewis, owners of Engineered Solutions of Georgia. Lewis, what should a homeowner do if they have a crack in their block wall, corner of their door, window, or concrete foundation?
Well, Jay, if it's a diagonal crack, this lets us know that they should be concerned and there could be a serious problem. Then they should call our office at 678-ESOG-NOW and set up an appointment to have one of our qualified professional technicians come out to their property to take a look at the problem.
I'm consumer investigator Dale Cardwell. I've done the research already, so you don't have to. You can trust Engineered Solutions of Georgia.
Give Engineered Solutions of Georgia a call at 678-ESOG-NOW.
Engineered Solutions of Georgia. We guarantee a stable, dry foundation.
A Marvel Studios production featuring Marvel mainstay Jeremy Renner and Marvel newcomer Haley Steinfeld is taking place in downtown Canton, using the historic Jones Building as a backdrop for some of the television series scenes. The Disney Plus series Hawkeye, filmed in Canton between February 22nd and the 26th, and will be back again on March 4th and March 5th. To accommodate the filming, road closures will take place on those dates. A 40-year-old Canton man, Nathaniel Barber, has been sentenced to prison for trying to leave the country with more than 100 files of child pornography. He belonged to an online group that shared videos and photographs of child pornography. In January 2020, special agents with Homeland Security learned that he had purchased a plane ticket to the Philippines and was departing from Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport on January 28, 2020. They approached Mr. Barber at the boarding gate and questioned him about the purpose of his trip. He denied he was traveling to the Philippines to engage in sex with anyone under the age of 18 years old, but he admitted that he possessed child pornography on a tablet and a cell phone. Barber was convicted of attempted international transport of child pornography and sentenced to 5 years in prison, to be followed by 10 years of supervised release and ordered to pay a $5,100 fine. Now, community reporter J.P. Edwards sits down with Lindley Terrace to talk about how she and a few others are helping seniors in Atlanta and around the state to get help with making their COVID vaccine appointments.
It started, each of us that are helping lead the group were booking appointments for our parents, for the seniors in our lives, and booking for our parents' friends, and each of us realized there was a real need for assistance for seniors to book these appointments. As we all know, these sites are overwhelming to navigate. So through Facebook, we, five of us, have connected, and now we're fast friends and have grown this Facebook group to almost 8,500 members within about 4 or 5 weeks. Every day we have volunteers on the hour helping seniors book their appointments.
Lindley, you started a Facebook group for just inside of Atlanta, and then it's moved north into the northern suburbs, and now it's all across the state. But tell me about how the five of you met up and where each of y'all are from.
I'm in town. I'm in Candler Park, and I was helping seniors in my neighborhood after I had assisted my parents and in-laws and so forth. And I thought, surely there must be a group or an organization that I can volunteer with. I'm at home. I have kids who are doing in school virtually. I thought, seemed like a perfect fit. And so I did some research on the internet, couldn't find anything in Georgia, but stumbled upon a small Facebook group where this woman, Noelle Shank, was just posting information about appointments. And it was just going out to her and her friends, essentially, and her smaller network. And I reached out to her, and the two of us talked, and she had another friend who wanted to get involved. And we all kind of decided, let's see if we can grow the group outside of just the small Atlanta suburb area. And that since another moderator has joined us, Allie, who lives out in Cumming. And now we have about 25 regular volunteers all over the state who help people book their appointments.
So, Lindley, walk me through the process. If I am a senior or I know a senior who needs a vaccination appointment, how can you help?
Couple avenues for seniors to reach out to us. The first is through our Facebook group, and we've been kind of posting that, started posting it on different parent groups, and that's kind of how, and now if you're in the Facebook group, you can invite others to join and so forth. And within the Facebook group, we have almost hourly posts about when and where appointments are opening. And I'm just looking signed on right now, and I see someone posted about appointments at a Kroger in Warner Robins 5 minutes ago, or, you know, their second dose appointments for Pfizer up in Gwinnett. And so now you can check the Facebook group, and within, you know, on the hour, someone will post where there's availability. And then separate for seniors who either aren't on Facebook or simply just cannot navigate any of these appointment sites, they can reach out to us directly. We have an email address. It's gavaxhelp@gmail.com. And when they reach out to us directly, we confirm that they're in 1A as a senior, and they provide us with some basic information, and we have a volunteer reach out to them directly, first over the phone and then to coordinate booking an appointment for them.
Lindley Terrace joins us on the podcast. She's one of the moderators of the GA COVID Vax Appointment Help Facebook group that started off just helping people in the Atlanta area, in the northern suburbs, and then has grown to the entire state to help seniors navigate the process of getting their COVID vaccination. You can reach out to them at gavaxhelp@gmail.com. And Lindley, did you see yourself becoming this kind of advocate?
Oh, I mean, it really started so simply for us with just helping parents and people in our seniors in our neighborhoods, and then realizing how overwhelming and stressful this process is for seniors to book appointments. You know, I knew that I would have to help my mom and my mother-in-law, but I assumed that my dad and my stepmom, seniors who use computers and cell phones and the internet every day, would be able to navigate it on their own. And it was just so overwhelming for them. They couldn't manage any of these sites. And obviously there's a great need for assistance, and not only just seniors, you know, as the categories open up, you know, other essential workers who work full time will also need assistance.
Lindley Terrace is one of the moderators of the Facebook group GA COVID Vax Appointment Help, and you can reach out to them at gavaxhelp@gmail.com. If you are a senior, if you know a senior, you have somebody in your life that needs some help getting their COVID vaccination appointment, this Facebook group is one of the ways that you can make that happen. Lindley, thank you so much for joining us.
We look forward to helping a lot more people get their appointments.
This podcast is brought to you in part by AM 920 The Answer, Atlanta's home for news, opinion, and insight. Just go to am920theanswer.com to listen live. That's am920theanswer.com.
Thanks for listening to the Cherokee Tribune Ledger podcast. This podcast is a production of BG Ad Group. Please like and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.